Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to the Mentorship Podcast. I'm Ravi Gundlapalli, founder and CEO of Mentor Cloud and the author of The Art of Mentoring. I'm launching this podcast to bring to you stories you have never heard before. Stories of everyday people, entrepreneurs, change makers, parents whose lives have been transformed because of powerful mentors they have had in their lives. I believe that mentorship is the most valuable resource that is available for each and every one of us to make our life meaningful and to achieve our full God-given potential. I define mentorship as a trusted human connection. I draw inspiration from some of my mentors, some who I've had a chance to meet and some who I adopted as my mentors. Swami Vivekananda, who brought the Eastern mindset and thought process to the Western world with his wonderful speech in 1893. I draw inspiration from Oscar Wilde, who said, "Be yourself, everyone else is taken." One of my mentors, Dr. Abdul Kalam, the former president of India, who said, "Dream is not what you see when you're asleep. Dream is what keeps you awake and does not let you sleep." One of the books that transformed the way I look at life is a book by Robin Sharma, whose book titled, "Who Will Cry When You Die?" was also very impactful in my journey. When I talk to leaders and find out the secrets of their success, 99% of the time, the first thing they say is the wonderful people they surrounded themselves with, who took care about their success, who were there to look out for them, who provide guidance, who provided perspectives, and who shared their experience so that as leaders, don't repeat those mistakes. So mentorship is about tapping into somebody's wisdom. I embarked on this journey after having missed death twice. Once when I was in my mother's womb, when I was almost to be aborted, but one of my mother's mentors said that there's no need for a surgery. Let's just give you some rest. And 6 weeks later, I was born just fine. Few years ago, I was on an aircraft in India after giving a keynote, and the plane I was on almost ran into the helicopter carrying the president of India. So after missing death twice, I started thinking about my life in a whole new perspective. Is how do I make my life meaningful? And remembering Robin Sharma's book, "Who Will Cry When You Die," the thought that I had on the day that I missed my second near-fatal accident was, how can the world miss me? That's when I started thinking about how can I do more impactful work. And having mentors and being a mentor, I told myself that I will bring the power of mentorship to 100 million people around the world. And that would make a life well lived. So here I am. I have launched a company called Mentor Cloud that offers a technology platform to bring mentors and mentees together. I have published a book, The Art of Mentoring, to bring the best practices of being a mentor and finding a mentor to millions of people around the world. Because these skills are not taught in schools, but these skills of being a mentor so that you can establish your legacy, you can refine your own wisdom over time and be truly known as the leader, and finding mentors and engaging with them, learning things quickly, avoiding costly mistakes, and accelerating in your career. These skills are not taught in schools. So which is why I published the book. And today, by launching this podcast, I want to bring more stories to you and let people reflect on their great mentors. And today happens to be the International Mentoring Day. And a few days from now, it's also Thank Your Mentor Day. So as you're listening to this podcast, think about those wonderful people. It could be your parents, it could be your teachers, it could be your former bosses, whoever that is. Take a moment to reflect on that experience and send them a thank you note if they're still alive. Send them a note of appreciation, because this human-to-human connection needs to be brought back into our everyday life. It's not enough to be connected on the social media alone. It is very, very critical to re-establish human connections, you know, with people who have been there for us and for us to be there for other people, which is how the human race has thrived, by human-to-human transfer of knowledge and each human caring about the other human being. So by defining mentorship as a human-to-human interaction, I wish to bring to you more stories, and I hope some of you will be on the show as my guests. And I'm so excited to launch this mentorship podcast on this International Mentoring Day, on a topic, on a framework, on a methodology, on something so powerful that is universal, that is truly international. So with that, thank you for listening, and I look forward to bringing more stories your way, and I wish you all the very best. This is Ravi Gundlapalli, and my mission is to bring mentoring stories to millions of people, so together we can ensure and guarantee a wonderful world of great leaders, principled leaders, and compassionate human beings.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.